Sedgwick administers these programs with strict policy guidelines in mind due to high levels of abuse and fraud. Over the past 2 years, roughly 20% of all Tyco employee claims open were denied prior to any benefit being paid. Half of those were due to non-policy adherence, for example, not meeting eligibility requirements. The other half were due to case manager involvement, for example, medical not provided, medical not supporting a disability. It is important to understand that the definition of a disability is very specific and, as you will see further along in the course, must be verified by a doctor. Just because an employee has a doctor's note for an injury or illness does not necessarily mean the condition is deemed a disability. For specifics within each policy, please refer to either the short-term disability or family and medical leave policy located on MyTyco.hr at www.mytyco.com, our policies tile, time in attendance. This will be available later in the 2015 calendar year. Note, you can also request these policies by contacting Tyco Health and Group Benefits at healthbenefits@tyco.com.